Invasion of Spiritual Virus. Matthew, chapter 13, verses 24-30. Let us turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 24-30. Jesus told them another parable: the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time I will tell the harvesters, 'First collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned, then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'" These days, due to the outbreak of coronavirus, the entire nation is feeling unsafe and everything has been blocked. People with the Korean passport have been banned from entering into 120 countries and an unbelievable thing like this took place. It is because people did not listen to the advice of the expert. It has been said that, from the Association of Doctors, they advised that Chinese people should be banned from coming into our nation and they advised it 5 times. It was to stop the inflow of Chinese people as the origin of this coronavirus patient was from there. But in the beginning, people failed to put this ban in the place. Whereas Taiwan, which has the same conditions and is next to China, boldly stopped Chinese people from entering into their nation and in the beginning, they placed strict rules. As a result of it, they only had 34 patients. When things are difficult, a friend that helps is a real friend, it has been said. But right now, China banned us from entering into their country. For a nation, its priority should be protecting their citizens. Right now, we have contracted virus in areas of politics, economy and diplomacy, which is scarier than coronavirus. It is the same as well spiritually. Now it is a time of Lent. When we need to pray more, a community with prayer meetings has fallen down, the passage of grace has been blocked, and worship services have been suspended. A spiritual virus that is the first of its kind invaded. Without us realizing it, our faith is falling asleep. Crisis comes when we are asleep. When we are asleep, enemy Satan attacks our spirit, bodies and destroy us. So the Christians have been called as people on the lookout. People on the lookout are the people that are awake, alert and keep things safely. Being awake does not mean that only bodies are awake, but it refers to the roles of people on the lookout that are keeping the spirit and the spiritual world, which are more important. Christians need to be people on the lookout that keep the faith, families and people of the nation safely. Today's passage tells us about the identity of enemy Satan through the parable of sowing the seeds. It has been said that when people were asleep, enemy Satan came and scattered the weeds among wheat. Weeds are toxic barleys and they grow in the Palestine areas. They contain poison, so when this is taken, people vomit and have diarrhea. In serious cases, people lose lives even. So this is how toxic these barleys are. The servants came and told the master that among wheat, weeds grew, so the master said, "The enemy came and did that." The master already knew the reason. "Then should we pull these out and get rid of these?" "No, while we pull these weeds out, I am concerned that the wheat might get hurt. When the harvest time comes, I will take these out first and will burn these." In the world we live in, you would not be able to imagine how much weeds that are like toxic barleys are out there. The Lord shows us well why He was leaving these things like weeds out there that give us a hard time and which are a pain to us. Even though He wanted to pull these weeds out, as He was concerned about the other wheat, that the other wheat might get hurt, He was going to wait till the time of harvest. Here the wheat mean us. We can learn how much the Lord loves us. The role that we need to play is the role of a guard that is alert, and is on the lookout, so that we need to watch out and see if the enemy comes and scatters the weeds that have the toxic substance among the wheat. In our spirits and hearts, we need to stop these from coming and scattering the weeds like a malicious virus. When I was young, I saw a worker working on the field in a countryside. When the wheat were growing, among the weeds were growing. The workers always went on the rice field and I saw them pulling these out. The things that grew even though we did not want them to grow there are weeds. Jesus knew this fact very well and talked about our faith using a parable of weeds. Weeds did not grow there naturally. There was the one that came and scattered the weeds. When did someone come and scatter? When people were asleep, someone came and scattered the weeds. Let us look at verse 25. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and went away. When people were sleeping, crisis came along. When people were asleep, an enemy came and among the wheat, sowed weeds and went away. Therefore, we need to be fully awake. When people were asleep, an enemy used this opportunity and sneaked in. The time that the enemy came in was when the people were asleep. A mouse comes in even there is a hole which is the size of a coin. We should not give an opportunity for an enemy to sneak in. Even our bodies were asleep, we need to be awake from our spiritual sleep. It is the same as our Christian lives. Our bodies, our spirit, our souls as well, need to be awake. So there is this saying. If our bodies fall asleep, belongings will be stolen. When our ideas fall asleep, land will be stolen. When our faith falls asleep, there is a saying that our souls will be stolen. That is right. When we are asleep, crisis comes. When we are asleep, enemy Satan attacks our spirits, bodies and destroys. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will be spiritual guards on the lookout that keep yourselves, families, churches, nation, faith safely. Asleep is a good thing. When we are tired, sleep allows us to rest and it is good for health. When we have an insomnia and when we are unable to sleep, do you know how distressed this is? In the Bible as well, it has been said that to a person he loves, he gives sleep. In other words, to a person that is peaceful, he allows this person to sleep well. When our hearts are complicated or anxious, we are unable to sleep. Thus, a sleep is a blessing. But, there are different kinds of sleep. There is a sleep that comes when a person is tired. This is a healthy and a natural thing. When Jesus was tired, he slept inside the boat. But, there is a sleep that comes because we are spiritually chaotic. When we try to read the Bible, the sleep comes. Whenever we listen to the sermons, the sleep comes. If you are one of these people, set a time frame, pray for 3 days. Darkness that makes your spirit to be confused will disappear. Sleeping when you should not be sleeping becomes a misfortune. A crisis comes when you are asleep. It was Sunday on the 7th of December, 1941. For the U.S., they remember this day as the day that they lost their self-esteem the most. It was the day that 355 Japanese planes attacked the Pearl Harbor. The U.S. lieutenants, soldiers had a liquor party every Saturday night and in the weekend. In the weekend, their attitude was loosened and they were not as tense as before. An hour before the Pearl Harbor was attacked, two soldiers reported to the lieutenant that there are some flying objects that are black in the radar. But, the lieutenant was still drunk from the liquor he had the night before and was asleep. An hour later, an enormous tragedy took place. 355 Japanese planes attacked the Pearl Harbor. At that time, 3,000 U.S. soldiers died on the site and 177 planes were destroyed. The U.S. remembers this day as the most shameful day in history ever, still. It is the same in our faith as well. When we are asleep, enemy Satan attacks our spirit and bodies and destroy. So Christians are called as people on the lookout. People on the lookout are the people that are alert and keeping things safely. Being alert does not mean that only bodies are awake. It talks about the spirit which is more important and it talks about the role of the people on the lookout that are guarding the spiritual world. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that again today, you will be awake so that spiritual virus that are like weeds will not invade us. When we drive, if we fall asleep, or if the guards fall asleep, things will be risky. Disciples as well, during the time when they should have been awake and praying, they fell asleep and they fell over. King Saul as well, he fell asleep in a battle and his bottle of blessing was taken away by David. Eutychus was sitting by the window, when he fell asleep, he fell down. Even our bodies fall asleep, we need to be awake from our spiritual sleep. It is because an enemy Satan sneaks in when we are asleep and scatters the weeds among wheat. These days, because of coronavirus outbreak, everywhere you go is unstable. Weeds are scarier as it is a spiritual virus that would get scattered in our faith. What is the identity of enemy Satan that scattered the weeds? Let us read verses 27 to 28. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" In verse 28, it says, "An enemy did this." What does this enemy that came and scattered weeds refer to? In verse 27, disciples asked, "Where did the weeds come from?" Even though they scattered the good seeds on the field, but the weeds grew. The Lord already knew about it and answered like this, "An enemy did this." The enemy that the Lord referred to is enemy Satan, an evil spirit that is against us. Without us realizing it, enemy Satan came and scattered the weeds. The feature of the weeds is that they stop the weed from growing. What is the identity of enemy Satan that scattered the weeds? There are five features in enemy Satan. First of all, it is a destroyer. It entered into the Garden of Eden and destroyed the blessing of Adam. When this enters into the family, it destroys happiness of families. When this enters into the heart, it destroys peace. It is an estranger. It estranges our relationship with God, estranges our relationship with other people. It destroys relationships. But the Lord came to restore all the broken relationships that enemy Satan destroyed. So, in the 1 John, chapter 3, verse 8, it says, "He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning." The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. It is also a liar. In John, chapter 8, verse 44, it says, "You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire." He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. A person that lies well is being tricked by Satan. A lie is a weapon that the enemy Satan uses. Our faith as well, we need to long to worship God with our honest worship service, honest offerings and honest lives. The Lord said that the Satan that destroys us and that estranges us, and that falsifies things, has been said an enemy. It means that this is our enemy. Also, an enemy Satan is the one that puts us into depression. If pride is what triggers Satan, depression is a plot of Satan that plans to disturb. Satan causes Christians to be depressed, and causes people to stop doing what they were doing. In fact, more people than we think, get trapped and fall into depression. People that do not get tricked by pride also get easily depressed. Enemy Satan destroys us with an idea of comparison, too. C.S. Lewis said that enemy in modern days lure human beings through an idea of comparison. If a person has stronger sense of inferiority and if a person likes to compare themselves to others, this person is more prone to be easily tricked by Satan. This idea of comparison is more evident in people that have no room in their hearts to spare for others. They get jealous and greedy also. In hearts, families, in our lives, I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will be guards of faith on the lookout so that enemy would not be able to scatter the weeds. Then, why doesn't the Lord get rid of the weeds? Let us read verses 29 to 30. It says, "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time I will tell the harvesters, 'First collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned, then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'" It is the love of God that tries to protect the wheat. Let us read verse 29. "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them." Even though he wanted to get rid of the weak, to protect the wheat, he did not pull the weeds out. The feature of the weeds is that their roots are strong, so when they are being pulled out, the wheat also gets pulled out together. Even though the Lord did not want this, he let the weeds to stay there till the time of harvest so that they would grow together. It was to protect the wheat. The wheat can be referred to as you all. We can learn how much God loves you all. At times, we get disappointed because of the weeds. Why wouldn't God get rid of the evil like the weeds? Even though we're having a pain because of the weeds, why is he being silent? Sometimes we get disappointed. But, the fact is that the Lord was concerned because the wheat might be hurt, so that even though he wanted to pull the weeds out, he decided to let them stay till the time of harvest. The essence is that it is because the Lord loves the wheat. This wheat is us all. The Lord loves us so that he died on the cross for us. Romans, chapter 8, verse 28 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." The Lord purchased us with the price of his blood. How much is the price of the blood of the Lord? It is the price that cannot be compared even with the universe. That much, the Lord loves us. Do not be disappointed because there are weeds. The Lord never allows the evil to be present. Let us read verse 30. "Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time I will tell the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned, then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn." It says, "until the harvest." He said, when the harvest time comes, first of all, he would burn the weeds and get rid of these. He was concerned about the wheat, that they might get hurt, so he is putting up with it at the moment. When the time of harvest comes, it is able to distinguish the wheat and the weeds distinctively. The time of harvest means the time of end time. In life, there surely is an end day, and in the world, there surely is a time of end time for sure. This is a time that the weeds are harming the wheat. But, do not worry. As in verse 39, it has been promised that when the time of harvest comes, first of all, he would collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned by fire. That day is the day that the Lord would come again. That day, the wheat would go into the barn of the Master. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that your faith will be chosen ones and that you will be able to get into the barn of the Master. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, people that are awake and keeping the things on the lookout safely are the guards. You are spiritual guards. If guards fall asleep, things would be dangerous. Once the weeds are scattered, till the time of harvest, the wheat need to go through pain and suffering. We need to know that the weeds are growing continuously in our hearts, families and communities. This does not happen as a mere coincidence. It is a crisis that came along when people were asleep. We need to be awake so that the enemy would not scatter the weeds. Our spirits, souls, prayers, missions as well, these need to be fully awake. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that today as well, you will be able to play the role of the spiritual guards well. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.